Well, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for God, for your faithfulness, for your love. We just love you, Lord. I just pray, God, you just come and that you just give me your words. Just give me your heart to speak, Lord. Amen. So I get sucked into politics. I get sucked into politics, y'all. And I get fascinated watching videos. And I don't know if anyone knows this, but it can be very addicting. It can just be extremely addicting. And so I was just noticing something about my about where my mind was dwelling all the time and about just what was going on in my inner being. Now, I'm just not a scary person, y'all. I'm just not a scary person. It just doesn't, not that I'm not scary. I'm saying I don't get scared easily. I just don't. And I had a weird thing happen couple weeks ago, and it scared me, and literally scared me. My mind was running in circles with me thinking, oh God, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? And so I thought, you know, Lord, never in the past would that have bothered me. You know, it wouldn't have bothered me. I would have said, okay, God, you've got this. But my mind didn't go straight to, hey, God, you've got this. Instead, I was thinking of the stories I'd been hearing. And I was thinking of just all the things I'd been hearing about this particular situation. And so I was spending some time with the Lord, and I was just talking to him about how distracted I was and about that getting scared like that and that kind of thing. And I opened up my scripture, and I fell straight to this. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in abundance. And I knew what the Lord was saying to me. He said, you're feeding yourself on a lot of stuff, and that's been the bulk of what you're putting in above everything else, and you're seeing the fruit from it. And I was like, okay, all right. Because I'd begin to really think about a lot of stories. Anyway, let me hop over to this. He has brought me to his banqueting place, and his banner over me is love. And if you skip on down to the next verse, at that verse 4, Song of Solomon 2, verse 4, he brought me to his banqueting place. Well, his banqueting place would be speaking of a place to eat, right? Be speaking of feeding yourself. And then below it, it says, sustain me with raisin cakes. Refresh me with apples, because I am sick with love. So we're sustained and we're refreshed by his love. Our soul abounds in abundance when we're at his banqueting hall, when we're eating what is good, when we're bathing ourselves in what he is saying, not what the world is saying. Are there really things going on? Yes, but that's not what's true about my life. That's not what's true about the world. What's true is what Jesus says. He's Lord. He promises to protect us. He promises to sustain us. He promises to refresh us. He promises to keep us. He promises that no matter what, we win. But if we're not taking care of our vineyard first, now I'm not saying anybody's in sin for that. I'm not saying that, okay? I'm just sharing my experience. And so I'm not like no judgment, you know, it's got to be between you and the Lord. But what God was speaking to me is, even though I think that Jesus is Lord, and I think that God wins, and are those truths that I really do believe? Yes. But if you allow the enemy, if you allow the world, if you allow enough stuff to be said, if you allow that enough, it will begin to dominate how you feel over what you know to be true. It will begin to be the first thing that comes off your mind or your lips, because that's what you're putting in so much. You didn't intend to get to that spot. I didn't intend to ever find myself feeling afraid of anything. And not that that would never happen. I'm just saying in this particular case, that's just not That was just not me. That's not my normal response. And so if you allow enough in, you will find yourself beginning to think like that. You'll begin to be letting that define your truth, you know? And so, and the Lord just reminded me that I have to be careful and to listen to what is and eat what is good. And what he's said, talking about there is the banquet hall. And in at that banquet hall where he is speaking to me and feeding my soul, that's, you're eating what is good. You're putting in what is good. You're feeding off that. You're feeding yourself, your soul, taking care of your vineyard. That's where in the place where I find his banner over me is love. That's where I keep my mind on his love. That's where whatever, I think when the, back in the, when people used to go to battle and they would wear their family banners or their tribal banners and stuff, it said it all. The name said it all. And so if I'm not feeding and that love, my banner, it isn't just that his banner over me is love. His banner, whatever it is he's saying over me, says it all. Who I am, who he is, it's everything. What I'm wearing over, like Bishop talks about what we're wearing, but what's coming off of me says it all, right? And in his love, in his presence, is fullness of joy. And that's where our souls live in abundance. And so if what we're finding coming out of us isn't full of joy and peace, and even in the battle, y'all, even in the battle, we can feed at the banquet hall and we can know what it is to walk around with his name written over us, that love is written over us. If love is my banner, if that's what's written over me and that's what I'm dwelling in, that's what's coming out of me, you know, love and kindness and gentleness. And if that's not what's coming out of you, if you're not finding abundance, if you're not finding yourself living in abundance with all that coming out of you, then you got to stop and say, what am I eating? What am I partaking of mostly? There's no way to abide in, and the Lord and have your eyes constantly on him and have your heart full. You know, when people are really happy, they always say, my heart is full, you know? There's no way to abide in that place and that be the dominating thing if you're not feasting on his love. If you're not feasting at his table, if you're not putting in his words. And honestly, I believe, you know, it's the first and foremost thing is him. And so if we're putting in more that's not him, then we're putting in that is him, you're gonna get out what's not. And I will add this, just the news and all this stuff right now, y'all, I never really understood the way that I saw this the other day, how much fear, because I thought that, you know, I always consider myself that I don't really walk in a lot of fear. You know what I mean? I don't. I'm just telling you, I don't. I'm just, it's something God's done. I just don't. But I found myself beginning to think fear thoughts and walking in fear. And I realized because of fear mongering, and I'm talking on both sides. Everywhere you look in the news and just other things too, it just, when the enemy is the one that's orchestrating and speaking, I tell you, it's just laced with fear. It's just laced with fear. And the Lord, everything that I've ever heard, everything I've ever read, everything God has taught me is always, when it's coming out of his mouth, full of hope. It's full of destiny. It's full of joy. It's full of peace. He doesn't go, okay, see this? This is happening in the world. And he doesn't point all that out and go, oh, but I win in the end. He doesn't do that. That's not how he speaks. He tells you who he is. And generally, when he's telling you who he is, he doesn't even tell you about anything else. He's just talking about him. And when you're at his banquet hall and he's telling you about him, you just need more. And you just find yourself walking in peace, walking in faith, walking in joy. You just find yourself him. He's what's coming out of you. Amen. I just thought I'd share that. It was very interesting. And y'all, I tell you, since I started obeying the Lord, after he said that, since I started obeying him, 100% different. The thoughts have changed. I'm not sitting around thinking about just a lot of things that are going on in the world. And I'm thinking about Jesus, you know. And so that's my word. Amen.